Would you believe if I told you that you are unconditionally, unconditionally, unconditionally what?
Loving.
Loving.
Wealthy?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Unconditionally loving, unconditionally wealthy. You drink to that, huh?
Yes.
What's another phrase?
Independently wealthy.
What did you believe if I told you you're independently wealthy?
Yes.
Heinz?
I am.
Would, oh, you be. Ingeborg?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Alan?
I am independently wealthy. Yes.
Sylvia?
Yes, I am.
You am what?
Independently wealthy.
Always complete your statement because. Your papa is a sailor man. I am that I am.
Yes, I am independently wealthy.
And Anita.
Yes, I am independently wealthy.
Now, Heinz, I am...
I like me.
I am unconditionally wealthy. I am unconditionally wealthy.
I am unconditionally wealthy.
Ingeborg?
I am unconditionally wealthy.
Healthy, wealthy, whatever. But wealthy is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ella?
I am unconditionally wealthy.
Sylvia?
I am unconditionally wealthy.
Anita?
I'm unconditionally wealthy.
Okay. Who's going to raise their hand first to tell me what unconditionally means?
Without condition. Without limits.
So I said...
Please don't ever say it's all said, because we're waiting to have some words put in here, you know.
It's absolute.
That's absolute. What do you say? Unconditionally wealthy?
It's complete in itself, doesn't need anything to add on, it just is.
Good stuff. Unconditionally wealthy is wealth that has no condition to it. It has no condition. It's not a matter from Papa, you know, from the estate. It's not a matter from your earnings, you know. It's not a matter from the government. It's not a matter from anything. Now, what could you describe as a result or an activity of unconditional wealth?
Love or wealth?
What could you describe as a circumstance of unconditional wealth? Yes, Ingeborg.
I find an oil source on my property.
That's nice, but that's conditional. See, that's conditional to the well you find on your property, which is very nice. I mean, happy day. Find lots of them.
Unconditional wealth for me would be to think myself and it's done. Or not even think my thoughts.
You're getting closer. Mm. Go ahead.
Unconditional wealth is for me when I am unlimitedly happy, really in bliss.
Okay, what's unconditional wealth meaning to you? Be real careful. It's not what you think it is. Just Anita's working at it.
It must be very simple.
Yeah.
I think it's just inner peace.
Sylvia?
Unconditional wealth is being my divine self.
Essentially, that's true. Heinz? Unconditional wealth?
I'm bliss.
Well, good for you. Okay. Unconditional wealth is when you have no need for anything. You have no need for anything. You have everything. Now, you may not obviously or objectively have everything, but you have everything. Unconditional wealth is when you have everything. Now, how do you act when you have everything?
Happy.
No. Ellen, how do you act when you have your perfect body? You don't know it.
No.
You don't know that your cells are
unaware
perfect. You're unaware. And when you are unaware of your wealth, see, that's unconditional wealth. You are unaware of the source, you are unaware of any, you just live in that consciousness, in the consciousness of you have everything. Now, when you can all start saying, when I can join you in it, when we can all start saying, I am so content. Now, I know you were saying this great peace, you know, and bliss and all these other good words that you've been saying, and they're good, but when you can just say, hey, now, just as an illustration, and it's a very poor illustration because you can't prove it. Do you think that the Buddha had unconditional wealth?
Yes.
Why did he have unconditional wealth when he didn't really have a lot of money? He had the land, but didn't have a lot of money. Why do you think he had unconditional wealth? Now, don't let me say those words and confuse you.
Because he was living in his consciousness of his divinity.
He needed nothing, he wanted nothing, he just experienced all. Now, was Jesus unconditionally wealthy?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I forgot to say the boss is unconditionally wealthy, yeah. No. Well, now, was Swami Rama's teacher unconditionally wealthy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not just because he had a bunch of jewels in the back of the cave. Now, would you say that a mother who just gave birth to a beautiful child, or just a mother gave birth to a child, is she experiencing unconditional wealth?
Yeah.
Yes.
In heaven.
Could there be anything more, as Heinz would say, blissful, more, you know? And how else would you describe it, Anita? You'd continue the ooze.
From the ooze to the
yeah. You see, when we live in our body, and we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and then you have an ache or pain, you're not in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You're in the ache or pain. Now, if I can take away that ache or pain, then you're back in your spiritual mind and body. Now, why don't you stay in your spiritual mind and body, your perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body? Why don't you stay there? Why do you allow yourself to go out? Now, you're the one who likes to have sensations. You're the one who likes to touch and feel and taste and eat and have all that other good stuff. You know, you're the ones. Now, those are the things that keep taking us back to the objective world instead of to the subjective world. That's what keeps our wealth from us. We keep going back to the appearances and the illusions. Now, Jesus was confronted by his disciples, and they said, Jesus, the tax collector is here, and he wants his money. And Jesus said, well, who is supposed to pay the taxes? Judas wasn't there. And so Jesus said, well, how much does he want? And they said, X. And so Jesus reached down in the sand and picked up a golden chalice and said, will this cover it? And the guy said, sure. And he took it. And he said, I don't remember reading that. Well, there's a lot of things you don't remember reading. But this is what Jesus did. He said, render unto daddy that which is daddy's, and unto man that which is man's. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and render unto God that which is God's. Now, did the chalice belong to God? No. Nothing belongs to God. God is everything. He has nothing to be possessed of. If God thinks a thought, it's there. If you, as God, think a thought, it's there. Now, can you ever think abundance? Can you ever think money? No. You have no capacity to think money. Because you go in and pay a bill. And I paid a bill the other day, and it ended with $37.99. Well, I saw the 37 cents. So I just happened to have 47 cents in my hand. And I gave it to the clerk, and I said, see, isn't that wonderful? She said, no, it's 99 cents, not 37 cents. And I said, well, I'm getting more change. She said, forget it. And so she made up the difference. But you see, this is beautiful. I had not expected her to do that. I was going to give her a $20 bill to break, you know. But I hadn't expected her to do that. I just knew that I had the right amount of change. Exactly the right amount of change, plus 10 cents, you know. And minus. But it was not in my consciousness at all. And so it ended up not being in my consciousness to even have to pay the difference. But you see, this is what it's all about, you know. When you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, you have no sensation. You know, did you think of your knee before I touched it? No. Do you think of the cell? No. What about the cell right back here? Remember that? You know, that cell right back here, you don't even know it. You had, she had to look to see what that cell was I was pointing to. And it's on her own knee and I'm touching it, you know. But that's what we do. We have no idea what our cells are were anywhere, you know, and unless they're hurting. And this is what spiritual healing is all about. You have no idea about your body. You have no idea about your senses. You have no idea about any of these things that are in the outer. No idea. And you know another thing? When you are unconditionally wealthy, you have no idea about money. You have no idea about anything. You only enjoy it. And the biggest thing, and this is going to come hard, the biggest thing when you're unconditionally wealthy that you don't have any thoughts. Thoughts are the process of arriving at something. When you are living in your divine, absolute consciousness, then you have everything. And you don't have to get it, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of something that's going to come or not come. It's there already. You cannot imagine what it's like because you are it. You are it. Now, if I say to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, do you realize the thousands and thousands and millions of operations that are going on in your head right now for you to look over and see me, for you to see this vision of me and report it back to your brain and put it in different parts of your brain, run it through the color scheme, you know, in your eyes, and all of these rods and cones in your eyes, picking up the color and determining what you're looking at. And then to hear me with your ears and to have that report into you and your eyes reporting and then to feel my breeze as I poof at you and things like that, plus, you know. Plus, you're thinking of lots of other things. You're thinking of many, many things. You're so busy in your mind, no computer could ever keep up with you. You just are so beyond it, all of us are, that we don't give credit for that. So all we have to do now is start acting from this unconditional wealth basis. We are total wealth, and wealth meaning everything. We are total wealth of ideas, of everything that could ever be. Now, Heinz says, well, you know, Herb, I've been thinking, it'd be kind of fun to not live in this body, but yet live in this body. To have this body and go romping around doing things on Earth here, and not have the body be subject to any human attitudes,
mm-hmm.
Not needing to eat, not needing to sleep, not needing to go potty, not needing to do any of those things. Of course, if you don't eat and drink and so forth, you won't have to go potty. But not needing anything. So here Heinz is. He sits at the table with us, and he's like Saint Germain, you know, and he doesn't eat. And Heinz, why don't you eat, you know? I don't feel like it, thank you. Well, Heinz, you make us feel stupid with you sitting here not eating and we're eating. Hey, I don't feel stupid. You know, that's where I'm at, you know. And, hey, would you like to go back before you felt that you could do those things, you know? Would you like to go back before you felt that you were judging? Here I am sitting at your table, not eating, and there was a time when you never judged anybody for whatever they did.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to that time. So he snaps his finger, you're back to that time, and you look at Heinz. Here's some food. No, thank you. Okay, here you are, guys. You know, and not one thought about it. Offering you yes, but not one thought of him saying yes after he said no. You know, and do you realize this has been going on for 2,000 years or more? He hasn't been drinking, hasn't been eating, hasn't been doing any breathing. He's just enjoying us, and 2,000 years, and he's still that same dynamic kid that he was when he was 13 or 15 or 18, whatever dynamic time you want to stop in your consciousness. And that's what he is. Now, you say, that's impossible. Yes, it's impossible for anyone who doesn't think unconditionally wealth. No. Not a matter of unconditionally loving, but unconditional wealth. You are everything. Wealth is everything. Now, can you begin to put yourself into this wonderful thought position? And of course, not thought, because thoughts are things, and we're dealing with a non-thing thing.
In
there. There you go. That's a good term. What'd you say, Hans?
In there.
Is that a good word?
Excellent.
Excellent word. Will you teach us?
Nothing to teach because you're all there.
She says in a snotty voice, nothing to teach because you're already there. What she probably meant to say was, I am there and you are my reflection, so you are there too. And nothing to teach because you're there. But nothing to teach because you're already there. I mean, that's kind of snotty. We don't talk like that, do we?
No, we don't.
We don't talk like that. We only talk lovingly and we say, you're there. And I said, would you like to teach me that? Herb? Of all the teachers I've ever met, you're the one that's gotten across the best. Will you teach me how to really do it? Because I only know a little bit. Or, Herb, will you teach me how to really do it? I'm ready for that next step, that next giant step into my unconditionally wealthy self. Now, I'm playing games here a little bit. But the big thing is, this is how we come across to people. We say to people, oh, I thought of that too, just the same time you thought about that. Well, that's wonderful. Makes you really feel good. By the way, did you know that such and so is happening? And you say, no, I didn't. Kind of stupid, aren't you? You know, these are things we do because we're physical human type masters. We know everything, and so we think other people don't know it. Heinz, every person in this universe knows every thought that's in your head. And they know every attitude that's in your mind. And they know everything about you. Now, Heinz, without answering me, and I'll answer for you, what do you think people think of you? They think you are so wonderful that you're their reflection. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that it's all about. And that's what unconditionally wealthy is all about. And each one of you are unconditionally wealthy today with every abundance that you could ever wish, with every fulfillment you could ever dream about. But you've got it because you're not thinking about it. You are it. You don't know this cell back here. You know? You didn't even think about something when I was going to, you didn't even know I was going to touch it, did you? Surprised you. She says, I saw your finger coming. You see, this is what it is about all of us. And I will announce to you, in my serendipitous way, everyone who sits to my right is always part of my pointer thing too. So I don't do it to my left too much because I'm right-handed, you know. Okay. Any questions about what we just said?
Done.
Okay. Then put those 18 minutes and 20 seconds into practice and accept the miracle now. I love you. Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich.
Ich gern dich.
I love you.
Feel.